Well, I have an uncooperative studio audience again today of a different kind. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So, I am behind my parents' house today, and they're ferocious. What are they called? Snorkies? They're Schnauzer and Yorkies mixed. Yeah, they're. Well, they were trying to eat me alive, but they've calmed down now. Anyway, so this is the backside of my parents' house, and I'm here for one reason, and that is the porch. My dad built this porch, and it is a wonderful place on a nice, cool morning to have a cup of coffee, a nice, cool evening to have a cup of coffee. That's what my mom, dad like to do. Yeah, it's glorious. And like I said, my dad did this. He built this. That thing wraps all the way around their house to the front. It's pretty incredible. My dad will be 67 this year, I believe, if my math is right. He spent 42 years serving his country in the military. I started off in the Navy and then spent the rest of that time in the Army National Guard full-time. And 42 years. I mean, very few people nowadays will spend 42 years at any job. But 42 years in the armed forces is insane. Like, that's amazing. 42 years. And we were there. Our family went. Most of our family went when we... when he was pinned at his retirement and everything, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was fantastic. So, so proud of him. And all my life, he's just been strong. He's been the picture of strong. And he's been able to fix anything that you put in front of him. I mean, like I said, he built this deck. And he still is. I mean, he still is. He helps me work cows. And so, I mean, he's still strong. And I mean, he will be for many years to come. I foresee that. He's a different kind of man than me. he's a man. But he's been sick. He's got these blood clots that he started having a couple years ago in his lungs. And there's different theories as to why. We're pretty sure why. But he started having these blood clots in his lungs. And it's been a struggle. And a few weeks ago, they came back and put him back in the hospital, and it's really zapped him and zapped his strength. And I've watched him really for the first time in my life, about 40 years, first time in my life, struggle with a lack of strength. And that's been difficult. And I know it's been difficult for me, but I know it's been difficult for him, because for the first time in his life, there's things he can't do. You know, Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes that there's seasons. In chapter 3, he said that there's everything has a season. There's even a season for harvesting, a season for planting. I mean, we know that. Everything has a season. And we know that life comes in seasons. I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm about 40. I'll be 40 this year. And I'm already seeing the difference that 40 brings from 20 or 30 even. I mean, life comes in seasons. But it doesn't make it easy to accept, right? And yet, through those different seasons of life, what do we see? A faithful, steady hand of a sovereign God. So can I encourage you today to put your faith and trust in one who will be faithful and steady no matter the season? Because we've seen that faithful, steady hand at work in this man's life. And I've seen it at work, him at work in my life. And I'd love to see him at work in your life. If you've never put your faith and trust in him, can I encourage you today to admit your sin and fallen state to him and ask him today to forgive that sin, and be your Savior. If you'd like to know more about that, reach out to us through this LifeWord page, and someone would love to talk to you more about what it means to put your faith and trust in Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate today. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Literally, wait till next week. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. So until next time, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week. I love you. And we will see you next time as we drop the tailgate a little bit further from home next week and have a chat. Love you, and we'll see you next time on the Tailgate Talk.